Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we turn our attention away from football for at least this segment and focus in on one of the other many fall sports that are going on right now. That would be cross country. The Lebanon Tigers are underway with another good team, and Coach West is with us once again. We'll get a chance to visit with her, but also four members of this year's team as well. So, Coach West, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well. So, let's begin with where we are right now in the season. I understand coming up a little bit later on this morning, you're going to be running down at Columbus. Tell us about this meet and what you hope for your teams.
Going into the meet today at Columbus, there will be some very talented teams from across the state. We'll toe the line with about 40 teams, and then they'll score us out in a 2A and an A division. So we will face a lot of teams that will, you know, some great competition that we'll see come tournament time. So you want the kids to be ready to go at tournament, so you want them to see them early.
You mentioned breaking into different classes, so to speak, but will there be an overall champion once the day is done?
No, they do an overall double A and an overall A squad. They just race us all together.
Okay. This is a meet you've gone to before. What do you like about it?
Honestly, I think this is probably one of the favorites for all the athletes. It's a fun course. It's flat and it's little wooded areas. It's just a little different scenery than what you're used to up here, but the kids all vote for that as their favorite.
Okay, very good. Again, Shelley West is with us here. We're talking Lebanon High School cross country on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So coming into this year, what were your thoughts about the kids you're having back, and have you been able to add a few kids along the way as well?
Last year we had, you know, a strong team. And looking back, I know the kids are looking back now like, wow, we really were strong. And you didn't know coming into it, especially on the boys' side, you lose 12 seniors. But we're running very strong. The kids are very talented. We're not as deep as what we were last year, but they're still putting in the work and getting where they need to be. And we added in a couple of guys. I talked into from track season. I thought they were in a fall sport. They are not. So we put them in, and they're stepping up and leadership-wise and, you know, and stepping up to running the pack running. So they're doing a great job on that. On the ladies' side, we lost some great seniors and some good leadership, and they knew what role to play on the team. And but the girls now this year they're doing the same thing. They're both sides. They're all stepping up, and they're having a great year so far, starting out.
Did the core of your team, did they do what they were supposed to over the summer?
They did. You know, the past 3 or 4 years, we've had good attendance for our summer workouts. We go in the morning to beat the heat, and a lot of kids have jobs, so you want to try to avoid that. It's not fun getting up early and showing up, but they appreciate it once they're going.
Yeah. But yeah. Would I have seen some of your runners at, say, 4:30 in the morning around Memorial Park?
Nope, not at 4:30. Okay. Not that early. We go with the daylight, little bit of daylight, before probably about 6:45 in the morning.
And, okay.
But some of them could have been running on their own maybe at 4:30 in the morning, but I don't think so.
How many meets have you had up to this point?
We've had three.
Okay.
Our first meet, actually, we had our first 5K on Tuesday night. We had our first meet was a 4K, and we run it by class. So we didn't have enough to score in some of the levels, but they did a great job. You know, I always like to start off with that meet. Zionsville is the host, and they do a phenomenal job of, you know, putting off that meet. And then we go into a Hokum Carum at Danville. And it's a nice little workout with some mile repeats, and then our 5K was on Tuesday, so they've had some good workouts with it.
Yeah, explain for folks that may not know what a Hokum Carum is.
It's a relay, basically. Two teammates will partner up, and each person runs 3 miles apiece, so total 6 miles in the end. And they just they'll tag their partner, and they get that rest while the other partner is running their mile.
All right, very good. Again, Coach West is with us here talking Lebanon High School cross country on this segment of the Coach's Corner. I mentioned earlier that you brought along some athletes, so tell me about the youth that you brought with you here.
For both on the boys' side and the girls' side, I brought in the team captains that that are doing a great job leading, and they did last year, and they're stepping in this year doing phenomenal. On the girls' side, I have Nadia Jones and Sarah Keith, both seniors. And on the guys' side, I have Aiden Wetter and Dylan Creeley, both as seniors.
Coach West, as always, thanks for your time and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
You're very welcome. All right, so let's go ahead and allow the coach to slide out. Let's bring the athletes in. and get a chance to visit with them, hear about their expectations for the season. Let's begin with Nadia Jones. Nadia, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So for you, what are your expectations coming into your senior year?
My number one expectation was to create a good team atmosphere and really bring the freshmen in, because our team is primarily freshmen. Like, we have a lot of freshmen. So I wanted to teach them to, like, teamwork and how to work together.
All right. Those are all great goals. But what about for you individually? What do you want to accomplish this year?
In my past, I've had some, like, hardships with, like, mentally through the race, and I just this year want to have a strong mental space while I'm running and just push through.
Okay. Nadia Jones is with us here, one of the team captains on the girls' side. We're also joined by Sarah Keith. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So same question. What are your goals coming into the season?
My goal for the season as a senior was to just really enjoy, like, all the fun little things, like all the morning practices and, like, all the bus rides and just all the fun stuff that we do that sometimes gets overlooked because we're too busy, you know, dying running. But I just really want to make the most of it.
All right. And do you have some individual goals that you'd like to accomplish this year?
Kind of similar to Nadia. I just want to be in a good mental space while running just so that I can enjoy it as much as possible. And obviously, I always want to improve my time and places and all that.
All right, very good. Again, Nadia Jones and Sarah Keith with us here, two members of the girls' team. Now let's welcome in two members of the guys' team, Dylan Creeley and Aiden Wetter. Let's begin with Dylan first. Hello, Dylan.
Hello.
How you doing? Okay?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. So just like for the girls, I'll ask you the same thing. What are your goals coming into this season?
Well, at the end of last season, we lost a lot of seniors, so I knew that we'd have to step it up. So I've been trying to get all the other guys to, like, really push themselves this year so we can have a good standing. And I think it's really coming together.
All right. Individually, what would you like to accomplish?
I would like to really up my mental game so I can tell myself that I can keep on going. And I'm hoping to break my PR by a lot.
Okay. Aiden Wetter is with us here, our final senior. Aiden, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right. So, goal for you this season?
Goal this season is to really build up the team for future teams coming up. And once we leave, I know that our team will be strong for future years. And so, we're trying to build them up, trying to build them into leaders, and try to win conference this year once again.
Okay. Individually, do you have a time you're looking for this year?
I'm looking to break my PR quite a bit, get sub-17 if I can at most, but just work hard and continue to push past that mental stage like all the girls and guys said. So,
all right, yeah. Good. Again, we're talking Lebanon High School cross-country on this segment. How are you a better runner now than you were last year at this time?
Yeah, I'm doing better this year. We've been working hard at practice. I've been putting in more work offside of practice and really working on that recovery more and staying hydrated, so to work hard, practice, and get those better times.
All right. Dylan, what about for you? How are you a better runner now than you were last year?
Well, I took the summer to really work on how I think mentally when I run and my form, and it's putting me at a really good standing right now at the beginning of the year.
When you mention working on the mental side of running, what does that mean? What do you do to make yourself mentally stronger?
Well, I try to just not tell myself that, like, it hurts and that I need to stop. I tell myself that I just got to push and keep on going and, like, speed up and things like that.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School cross country on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Sarah Keith, how are you a better runner now than you were last year at this time?
I think this year I'm a lot more focused on my overall health and not just how I'm performing. I've had some issues with fatigue and dizziness, so right now I'm working on getting, like, all my nutrients and supplements and all my nutrition back together.
Okay. And Nadia, what about for you? How are you a better runner now than you were last year at this time?
I feel like since I'm a senior, I really just want to focus on putting it all out there, giving it all I have. So I've worked on just, like, shutting off my mind, and I know that I can go past my mind.
All right. Nadia, tell me about Sarah as a teammate.
She's a great teammate to have on the team. I'm so glad to be able to be a captain with her, and she knows how to push me. She knows how to push the team. She's a good leader. She's really good team captain.
All right. Sarah, how about Nadia? Tell me about her.
I think Nadia and I definitely balance each other out when it comes to being serious and having fun. It depends on the day who's, you know, messing around more and who's being focused. But I think we work well together because we tend to have, like, the same ideas of what needs to happen, and that makes it easier to get things done.
All right. Very good. All right. Dylan, tell me about Aiden.
I think Aiden's a great teammate and a great captain. He always puts the work in, and I think me and him are good at getting all the other guys mentally ready for a race and practice.
All right, very good. And Aiden, tell me about Dylan.
Dylan's really good about being team captain and really pushing the team to the extreme and really putting them and focusing on the race and practice and whatever else. And we've been pushing each other really hard, been really working on that pack running, trying to improve each other, and we've tried to do that with the team as well, and I think we've accomplished that really well so far.
All right, finally, for all our runners here, your goal today at Columbus, what would you like to accomplish?
Goal today at Columbus is just push through, finish, and do the best we can, leave it all out there on the course, and impress both our coaches with all the work that they put in as well, so really show it off out there.
Okay, Aiden Wetter with us here. Dylan Greeley, what's your goal today?
My goal is to put all the work that I've built up into this race right here and break my record.
All right, very good. Sarah Keith, for you, what would you like to accomplish today?
I'd like to not necessarily run a PR this early in the season, but definitely improve my time from last week at Southmont.
Okay, good. And finally, Nadia Jones, what are you hoping to do today?
I'm hoping to go out with the pack and just stay with them and enjoy the good course.
All right, very good. We've been talking Lebanon High School's cross country on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with Coach West, and then we just wrapped up hearing from members of this year's team on the girls' side, Nadia Jones and Sarah Keith. On the guys' side, Dylan Creeley and Aiden Wetter, all seniors, and we wish them nothing but the best as they compete not only later today but throughout the rest of this cross country season. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.